Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We're dental practice brokers. I was a dentist for 25 years, and for 13 years now, I've been a dental practice broker with my own company. Today's topic is how an arrogant seller killed the deal and sale to a DSO. We'll get into what happened. Now, before we start, as you know, we have 10 employees. We are in over 20 states right now. And we're available to you from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. East Coast time. So please give us a call. Even if you just want to chat, we'd be happy to talk to you and give you some information. All right? Now, our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or Nationwide Dental Practice Broker. So give us a ring. Be more than happy to chat with you and tell you what's going on. If you think, now all this information, by the way, is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. The phone number that we do call, reach, you can reach us at is 201-663-0935. That's answered every day except Christmas and Easter. That's when we're working, every day. So give us a ring on that. If you're thinking about selling to a DSO, please give us a ring because we work with them constantly. They pay our commission. We're independent. And generally, they pay our commission, so there's no commission to you. And we can tell you what's been going on with them. There's been some fallout. Some of them are having financial issues. Some of them are having trouble getting capital. Others are growing. So we know how to work with them, and they'll pay our commission often. And when you work with myself and my team, I will often get, based on criteria, I'll get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So just give me a ring and I can explain everything, how that works. But do call me. All right? Now, what happened? If you're a little cocky and you're an arrogant seller, how that can work against you, even though we know the basis or the basic information that somebody wants to purchase a dental practice is your cash flow situation. Your cash flow, number of operatories, the gross, what type of patients, your location and so forth, all the statistics. But also an important factor is what kind of seller are you, especially if you're going to stay on to work. And if we're selling to a DSO or corporate dentistry, if you come across as a wise guy and arrogant, even though you may have the numbers they're looking for, even though you have the cash flow, that can kill the deal. And that's exactly what is happening right now. This one seller thinks he's basically the smartest guy in the room. Okay? He knows everything. And both DSOs are picking up on it. And they say, you know, his numbers are good. We like the practice, you know, doing over 1.5 million, multiple operatories, that type of thing. And has the numbers to support a good sale, a good cash flow, right? However, he has an attitude, a terrible, cocky attitude. And it's like, I don't have to sell this practice, that type of thing. They need somebody they could work with. That's really important. Someone they could work with and not be a problem. And it is working against this doctor, the seller. Both DSOs told me privately that on paper looked great, but when they met the seller, they're like, we don't think we could work with this fellow or this gal, whatever. We don't think we're going to be successful here. We think we're going to run into trouble. We think it's going to be a difficult transition. You know, it all comes down to when you think you're the smartest person in the room, you got a problem. Never think that way, okay? Because you're always learning something. I've done hundreds of transactions, doing this for 13 years at dental practice sales, and I'm always learning. I'm never too, you know, I never have the attitude I know everything. And I've been through so much aggravation. You heard some of my, listen to our YouTube videos. I think we have 376 now. Every day, every deal is a different deal. Problems, issues, it just goes on and on and on. So when you're a doctor that thinks they have all the answers, that's going to be a problem. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a problem. So that's what's going on. Both of the DSOs are telling me privately, because of the doctor's attitude, we don't think we can put a deal together because we think post-closing, the transition is going to be difficult. And they're going to be walking away. I don't know. I have to convince them. I have to go to somebody else now. So got to be careful. Don't think your practice is the most incredible in the world. You're the only one who could make the money you're making. That's it. You're one of a kind. As soon as you get that attitude, as soon as you have some arrogance going in, you're going to run into a problem. And that's what's going on now. So be aware of that. It does play a role. Your attitude plays a role. Your arrogance plays a role. You want to be a little humble. You want to be a little easygoing. You're going to sell your practice. You want to be an easy person to work with and transition. All right? So remember that. Now, we're coming out with new videos all the time. So go on that channel. I think it's Dr. Gary, drgaryvideos.com, drvideos.com. Or you can go on our website, nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com, and check it out. So you can see where what the new practices are for sale. The new videos are coming out. Like last time, I think we had 12 new practices on our last email blast. So that's how you get that. You have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but it's no cost. And get on it, make it happen, and call us, and we'll get you into a new practice. I think today I picked up 2 new practices, I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think today I picked up 2 new ones. So they're always coming in. We're always answering the phone. We're moving the deal along. We get involved in the deal. We're all over it. We just don't sit in the background and let the attorneys take over. We drive the deal forward. We monitor everything. We set up the right attorneys for you or make recommendations of multiple choices of the best attorneys, the best banks. All right? We're on this for the long haul. We're in over 20 states. We're going to be there for you. You're not going to get lost. We feel that we give great customer service. Many people have told me and my team they never hear an answering machine because we pick up the phone every single day except Christmas and Easter. So give us a ring, listen, hit the subscribe button because we're always coming out with these new videos. And we hope they're helpful to you. All right, thank you. Look forward to dealing with you in the future. Bye now.